At a formal meal, have you ever wondered which glass of water was yours? Or whether you should say something if someone has a piece of food stuck in his or her teeth? With Minding Your Manners, a podcast hosted by certified etiquette trainer and author Sharon Hill, you will no longer have to question yourself.
When invited to someone's home, peacocks know to take a gift for the host. Ideally, you should do some homework to make sure your gift is unique and meaningful. Flowers and wine are common gifts, and others may appear at the door with them. As an example, stand out by providing the host with exotic coffee or tea, along with a funky coffee cup or teapot. Do they prefer caffeinated or decaffeinated? Better find out first. The alcohol will flow freely. People are watching you. Get drunk, and you can be sure they will consider you a lush. Folks may laugh with you, slap you on the back, and make off-color jokes. After the sun rises the next morning and they reflect on the holiday party and how you acted, do you think they will want to invest their money into you? Now an ugly duckling. And your business? The secret is to have a glass in your left hand throughout the party and nurse whatever you are drinking. Teetotalers should stick with their soft drinks, water, and iced tea. Those preferring alcohol can enjoy their drinks, but keep drinking in moderation by drinking no more than 2 or 3 drinks maximum. Before leaving the party, switch to coffee or water to make sure you're able to drive. Practice your positive handshake, eye contact, and small talk techniques at the party. Approach strangers and get them to talk about themselves. People love to talk about themselves. They will appreciate you more for listening to them. Remember, you should be talking 20% of the time and listening 80% of the time. You're listening for cues as to whether folks can be potential new friends or customers for your product or service. Contact them after the holidays as a follow-up. Open yourself up to diversity. Observe the Christian Christmas, the Jewish Rosh Hashanah, African-American Kwanzaa, and any other effects that are different from your own. Here's a note. Do not assume all African-Americans celebrate Kwanzaa. Ask before assuming. You open yourself up to an untapped source of new acquaintances and customers. Be respectful of new customs. Imagine how others will hold you in high esteem for sharing this special time with them. Enjoy the food, but do not be an ugly duckling and pig out. You need your hands free to shake hands. If you're walking around a holiday event with a plate full of food, you are derailing an opportunity to meet others in a professional manner. Some of the more first-class events have waitstaff walking around the room offering delicious hors d'oeuvres, such as mini crab cakes, spanaca pita, which is a pastry stuffed with spinach, stuffed mushrooms, etc. Take 2 or 3 from the tray, place them in your napkin, eat, and toss your napkin in the proper disposal. Occasionally check your teeth in the washroom to ensure you do not have food particles stuck between your teeth. You can be sure that if you have food in your teeth while trying to discuss your business, folks are looking at your teeth and not hearing a word you say. Please avoid garlic dishes or any food that will make your breath stink. Potential customers or friends will be trying to find ways to get away from you rather than suffer through your bad breath. Finally, be sure to send a thank you note or card to your hosts after the event. This demonstrates you are a peacock with poise and knowledge of basic etiquette.
Thank you for listening to Minding Your Manners. If you have an etiquette question you'd like to have addressed on the show, send an email to manners@SharonHillInternational.com. This podcast is produced by Sharon Hill International. To inquire about sponsorship or to download past episodes, visit us at www.SharonHillInternational.com.